All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Neal. Joe, looks like some rain kind of returning to the area a little bit, and it looks like we may have some storms possibly later today. What can you tell us about that?
Well, at the moment, we do have a marginal risk for severe weather, basically from along and east of roughly the I-69 corridor across central Indiana. Rain and thunderstorm chances aren't particularly high, but if we do have some storms develop, there is some potential that we could see a little bit of damaging wind, perhaps some marginally severe hail with those. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that as we go through the afternoon.
Do you guys have an idea of specifically what areas might be the most affected?
Well, like I said, anywhere along and east of I-69 is where our chances both for thunderstorms and for severe storms will be highest, but that obviously is relative because the chances of either exist but aren't particularly high today.
What about the rest of the state? Is the rest of the state going to maybe see some sporadic rainfall? I know we've seen some sporadic rain over the last few days.
Yeah, we'll see some showers at times, primarily central and southern Indiana. And then as we go into the overnight hours and into tomorrow, we'll see a bit more widespread rain move in, especially late tonight and into Saturday, where we have rain chances roughly in the 80 to 90% range with a chance of some thunderstorms embedded in that as well.
What you led right into my next question, which is about tomorrow. What are the chances of severe weather with that widespread rain that you guys are expecting?
Well, at the moment, as far as severe weather is concerned for tomorrow, we do have another marginal risk that just nudges into the southeastern and east central portions of the state. So again, it's not necessarily a significant threat, but it is a threat that we're going to have to keep an eye on as we go into the day tomorrow.
What's kind of the timeline for that widespread rain that you guys are expecting?
It's going to be moving into the area late tonight, ongoing much of the day tomorrow, and then start moving out as we get into tomorrow night and to Sunday, although we will have some lower chances hanging on into Sunday and even Sunday evening over far northeastern portions of the state. But then we do expect a brief dry period, perhaps a slight chance of a stray shower late Monday evening, and then dry as we get into Tuesday and Tuesday night before we start to see some more slight chances move into the area midweek.
But also, looking like, too, we're going to see some temperatures drop a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, we're expecting a bit of a cool down, particularly from what we've seen here over the last few days. Nothing that looks terribly abrupt or anything like that, but we will see our highs drop back into perhaps the low 60s, maybe even into the upper 50s in some spots. And our lows as we get into mid to late week next week back down into the low 40s, maybe even nudging the upper 30s at times.
A big thing about this is preparedness. Of course, people need to do everything they can to be prepared. You guys talk about this often. What are some things people can do to get ready for what we could see today and into the weekend?
Well, like any other severe weather day, folks just want to have their eyes and ears open. You know, keep an eye on the sky, keep an eye to local media outlets, have a NOAA weather radio handy, and just be prepared to take action if a storm threatens or a warning is issued. You know, the time to prepare for severe weather threats is well before they present themselves. So if you have a plan in place and it's been practiced, it becomes second nature.
I know what I was going to ask and forgot. What about the chances of tornadoes? Are those small? What do you guys think about that?
Tornadoes look relatively unlikely today. If we do have a severe threat today, it's going to lean more towards the wind and hail side of things.
All right. He's meteorologist Joe Neal with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day.